Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff McGuire, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You two can join us. Your thoughts, comments, questions, reaction to anything that's happened this week. Tech basketball, National Signing Day, just about anything. Welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Got plenty to get into over the next 3 hours or so. Hanging with you till high noon. McGuire in for Hacks today. Happy Christmas Eve.
Yes, that math checks out.
Right?
No. Okay, Christmas Day is Monday.
Nope.
No, Sunday. Sunday. Christmas Eve is Saturday. Uh-huh. Christmas Eve is Friday.
Eve, like I said.
So Eve.
Yeah, I got it right.
So are we supposed to fly around in like little white robots today?
What for?
Huh?
Why would we fly around in little white robots?
From Wally. Eve.
Oh,
that's Eva, isn't it?
I think it is, and I've never seen Wally.
Yeah, I've not. It can get a little preachy with regards to the environment stuff, but it's a good movie.
I've not been avoiding it on purpose.
Seeing a movie shouldn't surprise anybody by now.
Oh, come on.
You've gotten better.
I've seen a lot of movies.
You have gotten better.
Christmas movies.
On a percentage, how many of the movies that you own have you watched now?
Oh, we're still sitting probably about 65%.
Yeah.
It's probably 35% of the movies I own, which is somewhere in the 150 range.
Not all of them you bought. You were gifted a bunch of them.
Yeah, gifted and married into and that sort of thing. So,
how many of those has she seen? Is your wife like you and buys movies and doesn't watch them?
No, she typically watches
them. So she's seen the entire collection?
Not the entire collection, no. Because some of it was mine that she hasn't...
Okay.
Hadn't gotten around to. But
and y'all been married how long?
We're coming up on 10 years. Not quite.
Haven't made it through that collection yet. I mean, it's an impressive collection. I will say that the Woodman Estates video library is large and impressive.
It's much like
everything else in the Woodman Estates.
Well, most of the issues now is that it's
y'all go to bed at like 9:30?
No, the laziness of not wanting to go put a DVD physically into the DVD player. I'm like, we got 5 streaming services. Which one are we going to find something on today? And I could literally own the DVD, but I'm going to search through all the streaming services before I go open a DVD case and put it in. It's a wide, wide world. Wild, wild world we live in.
I haven't gotten that lazy yet. I have watched something else that I could stream while owning the DVD or Blu-ray or other versions of a movie instead of going through the box and finding it. Now, part of my problem with all of that is that, you know, apartment living storage is at a premium.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's in its box put away, the effort that it takes sometimes to go find that box, pull that specific box out, open that box up and get the DVD has prevented me from watching a movie.
Fair enough.
And I will find something else on a streaming service to watch.
Seems legit.
But, yeah. That's very much first world problems.
Very much so. We'll take your thoughts, your comments, your questions, what you want for Christmas.
Holy cow, that map. Sorry, we've got the weather map.
On the Yates Flooring Center chat line. It is a little chilly outside, so bundle up if you happen to head out, if you haven't already today. It's frigid. I think as I walked in the building... The old wind chill was at -5 this morning.
I woke up, it was 28. I got in my truck, it was 26.
It's gotten quite a bit colder.
At 7 o'clock, it was 7.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I get here early, but I don't get here that much earlier than 7.
It's cold.
It is cold.
So,
watching the
stay warm.
That front bubble, the colorized map that shows you where the temperatures are kind of thing that just popped up. And it just went... Blue, everybody blue. I went, oh, wow. Everybody's cold today.
Yeah, up in my old stomping grounds yesterday, I believe they had a 60-degree temperature change difference in the same day. Like it was a high of 58 and dropped down to negative 3, 61 degrees.
That's
Texas living there.
Don't like the weather in Texas? Wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
So, Jeff, we'll talk some National Signing Day and compare the classes to your peers in the Big 12. Went pretty well on that front if you are a Texas Tech fan. We'll dive into a few other things like, you know, Texas Tech basketball scoring 111 points. 100-point games back-to-back for the first time since 96. That's a good thing. Synchronization seems to be a little better. We'll look at it, see if it was more matchup-based or if this team's actually finding a groove. 6 days away from an actual football game. After a month between games, the Red Raiders will play in the Texas Bowl 1 week from yesterday. And we have a poll question out there. Well, it's not a poll question. More open-ended question. Essay question, if you will, that you can chime in on Twitter, or you can just text us on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. If you could change any single game result, any result from any game, any of your teams this year in 2022, what game are you choosing?
So no, don't, no monkey paw, right?
We
don't have to trade something back, right?
No.
There's no monkey paw.
This
it's
is just straight up genie in the bottle wish. You can change the result of any single game. Don't give your answer yet. We'll give ours a little bit later, but want to get yours on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Anybody who says Texas, though, will be blocked today.
Okay. I was like, Texas.
It doesn't matter which sport. If you say Texas, we won them all.
All but one baseball game.
Two. One women's basketball game.
Yeah.
And one baseball game.
Yeah, you won.
But you walked off the other two with a steal of home plate and a grand slam home run.
Walk off grand slam, yep. So, we'll take your submissions. I've already seen a few of them that are good. Football-wise, basketball-wise, whatever sport you want to get to, you can chime in with that. Change the result. Get your magic lamp, rub it up, and let the genie change that result for you as we sit here 8 days away from starting a new year. So,
is it Christina Aguilera? Is the genie in the bottle that comes out? It is. I'm asking our genie. Is our genie Christina Aguilera popping up?
Okay, I was trying to remember. Is that she sang that song?
I'm 99% sure.
I think you're right.
Now that you're asking, I'm a little worried.
No, I think
you're 99% sure it is. I'm getting a head nod by
Christina
Lucas.
Christina was the one that I didn't really get into as much. Britney Spears was more the flavor at that age for me.
For Christina Aguilera, absolutely, she's got pipes. No doubt. Yeah. When she collaborates with people, I enjoy her music more than just herself.
All right, we'll take your thoughts, comments, questions. Tell us what game you would change the result of. Texas Tech, Cowboys, whatever. If you could go change the result of any singular game in 2022, tell us what that is on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Plenty to go. Got some headlines for you coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for What You Need to Know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Jeff McGuire, I'm Choice Woodman. Got some headlines for you to kick off this Thursday, December the 22nd. And we'll start off with Texas Tech basketball as things went, I'd say, pretty well. Yesterday at United Supermarkets Arena, Red Raiders victorious 111-67. And this was one where Texas Tech, like the Jackson State game last weekend, jumps out to a very fast start, never really looks back. Saw a lot of good numbers, good things from a lot of good players. Another game where you go high numbers from the bench, though Daniel Bacho is added into the mix there this time around, but 40 plus points from the bench. And Jeff, this was another, I don't know, it's hard to tell because of opponent, but this team seems to be meshing a little better right now.
It does. It also helps getting Bacho back. Let's make that very clear that he is a big key for what this basketball team is going to be doing in the future, along with Fardoz. But you're not going to, we talked about this a lot. You're not going to learn anything from this game except bad. And you didn't. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You took control of the game and did all the things in this game that you need to do to this level of an opponent. And does it make me feel better about Big 12 play? To the extent that you're getting a chance to really work your offense, really see what it can do, get some guys the opportunity to see the ball go through the hoop a little bit. All of those are good things. A guy getting a double-double in his return is nice. It's this is where the basketball is. I would rather face an opponent that's got a little bigger pulse than the last two, but these type of wins still count for where you're trying to go later. And you've got a tough enough Big 12 schedule that I get why they do this. So I'm not upset. I'm not also saying that this is the greatest win in basketball history.
Sure. Yeah, this isn't something to overreact to. But based off of some of your closer games.
Yeah, this was better.
Inferior competition over the last couple of weeks, improving in the last two games for sure, and offensively, definitely figuring things out. 100 plus points in the last two games, 102 against Jackson State, 111 yesterday. Davion Harmon, I think it was his best game, at least from an offensive standpoint, as a Red Raider. I see him one assist shy of a double-double, 22 points, 9 assists. You mentioned Daniel Bacho's double-double. And then Kevin O'Banner, one rebound shy of a double-double. So guys filling up the stat sheets that need to. Plus, you're getting good contributions off the bench again. So Tech will be off, pardon me, until next Tuesday. They'll get their Christmas break and be back against South Carolina State next Tuesday. Elsewhere, National Signing Day came and went yesterday. 24 total Red Raiders signing on the dotted line to, I guess there's no fax machines anymore. They officially got rid of those, right? Remember that was
Lucas, I was 2 hours and 40 minutes away from it. It would have been the day after signing day. And nobody that I work with on a daily basis was going to mention a fax machine. I was 2 hours and 40 minutes away.
Chuck didn't do it?
Didn't. 2 days, no fax machine talk.
Well,
I get in here with Choice Woodman, who lives at Woodman Estates, and we get the fax machine joke.
Well, we have a fax machine in our house.
Of course you do. Because you've got all those contracts going back and forth that you have to sign.
It is not active at all, but we have a fax machine that's been sitting on the counter in the laundry room that
2 hours, 40 minutes, Lucas.
Needs to.
I was this close.
Get got rid of. So I do think they.
No, I like imagine 2 years, they're just.
Well, I mean.
PDF'd is what I imagine they are.
2 years
now.
Ago, I think they were still using fax machines.
Because you need the actual signature, and then it got kind of.
I think they let the guys like sign on their phone now.
Yeah.
Like they like can, the, there's they can that sign it on their of. Phone and send it. That way.
Because nobody's signature looks like your signature anymore because it's all digitized now.
Right. And it's just. And scribbles.
But again, 2 hours and 40 minutes, Lucas.
Well, good.
That was that close.
I'm glad I could help you out.
Did you not make the joke yesterday either, did you?
The fax machine?
The fax machine.
No. I wasn't a joke. I was seriously asking him. Like, are we done with the fax machine? Because it seemed like for like 5 years there that the fax machine's survival was purely because of National Signing.
Yes.
Like, that was the only thing keeping it alive. Now it is fully antiquated. Some of the highlights from yesterday's class, we'll get a little deeper into it later, comparing to your peers in the Big 12. But Jake Strong, the quarterback, 4-star out of Justin Northwest. A couple of local guys, John Curry out of Coronado, linebacker, offensive lineman Caden Carr out of Lubbock Cooper. And then another local guy, big one, Isaiah Crawford, 4-star from Post, defensive end, rush end type. He flipped from Baylor initially. And then one big one that flipped from UT 2 days ago, 4-star defensive end, Dylan Spencer, flipped from the Longhorns 2 days ago. So big get there. Pretty good class, top 25 class for just the second time ever, at least Rivals class-wise, for Texas Tech. So big start for Joey McGuire and company there.
In fairness to Texas Tech, they've had good classes in the past. Rivals just wasn't around for them.
Okay. But I think this is...
This is still a really good class. I'm not poo-pooing this class.
This is your best second best class ever, according to recruiting rankings of any sort. And I think the rival stuff's been around since 2000, so you've had good teams that this is supposed to be better than, at least on paper.
Assuming they stick around and don't enter the transfer portal and do the things they're supposed to do.
That's a big difference in today's world. Lady Raider basketball in action today. Got another afternoon affair at United Supermarkets Arena. Lady Raiders will host UC Riverside. Any idea on the mascot there?
I literally saw it this morning. Literally saw it this morning when I was putting my sports center together.
Starts with
didn't
H.
Put it in there. Didn't use it. The Hatfields.
Highlanders.
Highlanders.
Good try there.
Oh, that's right. We talked because I played the Highlander intro the other day when we were talking about it. Yep.
There you go.
I knew that. I've forgotten because I don't care.
Lady Raiders tip it off at 2 o'clock. Thank you, Chris Need. 1:30 coverage start time. The I don't care line.
No, I don't
I think
care
he's
about
got that patented so.
Mascots. Like I haven't about
oh, well,
other
that's
mascots.
That's the opposite because he cares very much about mascots.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1:30
like nothing
start
get...
time on 107.7 Yes FM and right here on 100.7. The score are coming up a little bit later tonight. Astros line, the Astros weekly or biweekly show. Coming up this evening at 100 on 100.7. The score and. Armed Forces Bowl featuring
just Baylor and mm-hmm. I don't know who they're playing.
And Air Force.
Air Force. Oh,
well, the Armed Forces Bowl.
I got half of it.
Well, that's kind of got to stink. This is why I didn't want Tech to be in that.
Because it's in TCU Stadium?
Well, that's the main reason I didn't.
You got to play Air Force?
Well, you play a service academy in the Armed Forces Bowl. Who's everybody going to be rooting for? Everybody's going to be pulling against.
For the amount of times that Texas Tech baseball has had to host Army in the regional, perfectly fine that somebody else has to go do this for a little
bit. I'm saying this is in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Like
I'm saying it's literally catered to one team.
You say this while wearing a green hoodie.
You are, in fact, wearing a green hoodie. It looks sharp, by the way.
Thanks.
I mean, it's a nice Hunter Green. It's not Baylor Green.
My wife
Green.
Asked me before we got out the door, hey, does Baylor play in a bowl game today? I'm like, no, nobody plays in the Big 12 till after Christmas.
Bum, 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 bum.
She did this because she didn't want me to wear the green on the same day Baylor plays. She was looking out for me, and I still failed. I forgot totally about Baylor playing today until I got in. I'm like, oh, yeah. The Bears play the Falcons.
You know a way to fix that problem, Lucas?
Don't wear any green.
No, there's an easy way to fix this problem. Go look at my closet. You won't find anything blue. You won't find anything orange or maroon or yellow.
I'm cultured, Jeff. I like different colors.
I'm just saying, that's how you fix this problem.
And the NBA Hall of Fame class has been released. Sorry, nominees for the 2023 class. They include Greg Popovich, Dirk Nowitzki, and Dwayne Wade.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Pretty easy.
Walk away from that and figure out who's next.
Yeah, no qualms there at all.
That should be the entire discussion. Yes, yes, yes. Cool. See you guys in a year. Later, guys.
Got some, we'll take a look at the calendar. Some of your thoughts from the Ace Flooring Center chat line. Coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be with you on a Thursday. You're hanging with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff McGuire. He's in for Jeff Axton. I'm Choice Woodman. Brennan Riker now takes over across the way.
We need to get a thing for Brennan.
Beeps. We just need like a beeping noise.
Why?
Because he's BPE. Beeps.
Oh, Brandon Paid employee. Yes. Yep. Okay. Well, because we got the thing for Jackson.
Right. Jackson, Flax, and Waxon. We need, yeah, we
right,
need
we
got to
get something for Brennan.
Need a beeping
he
noise.
He deserves something.
Like the truck backing up. He's making all that cash over there.
Or the Roadrunner beep beep.
Oh, that worked.
Meep meep.
No, that's a meep. That's a
is
meep,
it a meep
right?
or
it's,
a beep?
It's a meep.
Because that's the UTSA's
meep
thing.
Meep.
They go meep meep.
And actually, it's like supposed to be the tongue flapping first. And it, I could try. I would fail miserably. But it's zip bang afterwards, too.
Okay. You don't want to try?
I don't even want to try. I don't want to get I don't have a cover here. So I would get everybody infected of stuff. And then we all have to Zoom from home again.
Keep the thoughts, the comments, the questions, all of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com.
So,
a fresh commitment, not towards Texas Tech, but of a former Red Raider. I'm trying to get to the end of the video. You know how these things go. Oh, and I don't like it. Not at all.
Uh-oh.
Reggie Pearson.
Okay.
Is a Oklahoma Sooner. The conference crap. Oh, man. Why? I thought, so the initial thought was, from what I was told, Reggie Pearson was wanting to go north, back home. I think he's from Michigan originally.
Well, Oklahoma's further north.
And Reggie Pearson's dad, who's very vocal on Twitter, has said nothing but great things about Joey McGuire, about Texas Tech. He tweeted out yesterday, congrats to all the Tech signees. You're in great hands with Joey McGuire. So
yeah,
there's no hard feelings there.
It's just curious. I think
I don't like it.
This came down to the guys that you had come in and his lack of playing time toward the end of the year.
Mm.
And could kind of see the writing on the wall.
Well, I mean,
is what I'm guessing.
Look, I had no problem with Pearson leaving. He's one of, if you look at your most impactful players leaving, in the transfer portal, he's one of your top two easily.
Yeah.
Either he or Donovan Smith.
No, Donovan Smith more impactful.
Arguments for. But Pearson, what's so ironic about this, Pearson had two monster hits. Maybe that's why he got the offer from OU and how he played in the last game of the season. He blew up Eric Gray, their running back, and he blew up Dylan Gabriel in overtime. And, I'm going to say it. This is we were talking about hills that we die on yesterday. The hill that I will die on is there absolutely should be a penalty. And by penalty, I mean you sit out a year if you transfer within conference. That's the one rule I want.
Would you, and everybody that brings this up, I don't disagree with you, okay? But you can't get something for nothing in this day and age.
Meaning?
Would you also allow them not lose the year of eligibility while they sit out?
Sure, sure. But most kids don't have the patience to go sit somewhere, so it'd be,
right.
it'd be a deterrent.
It's a deterrent, but if that's where you want to go play,
sure.
if you keep all your eligibility.
If you care enough to go to that specific university, if that's your dream,
yeah.
if that's whatever, then you'll sit out a year. And that's what I want. Just put some sort of deterrent to transferring in conference. I say this fully knowing you've gotten players.
Oh, sure.
From in conference, not as many as some people, but I mean, Tyler Owens, your safety this year, came from University of Texas.
How about Vivian Gray for your women's basketball team?
Vivian Gray, I mean,
Bryn Gerlich. Now, I think the Bryn Gerlich one is a little different story.
Right, but she's one that would probably sit out a year to go play for her mom.
Absolutely.
So
and
there's the example right there.
When Bryn said she was coming, I think everybody in the known universe went,
okay.
Makes perfect sense.
Makes sense.
100%. This should absolutely be allowed. And then Vivian Gray said she was leaving, and everybody went, really? Because she was, you know, all-conference type player
going to
another Big
12. So, like, you've benefited in various sports from this, but, man, I want to
see. Or how about the school
it.
Has a waiver so that they can waive your wait year? Like, if you wanted to transfer someplace
No,
else,
I want...
And Tech could say he doesn't have to sit
out. I feel like waivers put too many complications into things, as we've seen with other things when the transfer before the transfer portal and trying to get waivers from the NCAA and trying to get schools to sign off on things. There's so much pressure. Remember the whole Baker Mayfield thing and how much people trashed on Texas Tech.
Oh, and they voted for
going to give them a scholarship. And
right. And I Tech know. Voted for them to get the thing.
But everything there, I don't even want a waiver. I want a cut and dry. If you transfer within conference, you don't get to play the next year. I don't think it's going to happen. It's a Christmas dream that's not going to come true anytime for me.
I'm waiting for the transfer in season and play to happen.
Here's maybe our most asinine text of the day. You cry more than another Woodman. Who cares where they go? If you want them to stay, pay them more.
Hang on. I'm trying
to... You want
them
to pay... Stay,
I'm stuck
pay
at the beginning
more.
Of this because I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with them. I'm trying to understand the beginning of this. You cry more than another Woodman. There feels like there should be a comma somewhere in this. And I'm not trying to be the...
Another Woodman.
The grand, like,
there should be.
Is there another Woodman?
Another comma Woodman is how it... Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're talking about
another,
my brother.
Another who?
Maybe they're talking about my brother.
And type... This could just be, you know, voice to text that got him. I'm not being critical. Look, I am trying to understand.
For me, it's... Yeah, you can pay them more and all that. I don't think it's too much to ask. And you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. So I take my asinine text comment back. But I don't think it's too much to ask at all. I think most people with a lick of common sense would be okay with you putting a transfer rule in place where it's only conference. Mm-hmm. It's not anything else. Not even if it's on your schedule next year. Like if Houston was a non-conference member and you're playing them...
Which they're not anymore.
Wouldn't matter. That
Which
used to,
is where
that
Donovan
used
Smith
to be
is going.
Part of the, like, the thing used to be most coaches would sign off on a transfer if they weren't on your schedule.
And they weren't in conference.
And they weren't in conference.
Right.
That used to be the general rule of thumb. Now, there were stories about Bill Snyder being harder and not
right,
signing
and
off for anything. Or,
some coaches were harder than others and some were easier than others and some would go back and forth even in the same year.
Yeah,
with regards to letting it happen and not letting it happen. A lot of that depends on how good that player was.
Someone said you got to think about NIL now with that choice. They don't want to pay players to sit out. That's fine. Look, I have, again, it has nothing to do with them transferring in the first place. If I want them to stay, I didn't want Reggie Pearson to stay necessarily. I wasn't wishing for him to go, but it wasn't I hate that he's going.
I was sad.
It wasn't about that. It's about where he's ending up. It's about Kevin McCullough having no lick of competitive nature in his body to go play for the team that he was supposedly supposed to hate. He pulled a Kevin Durant and went to Kansas.
Oh, can we keep Pearson's dad, though? Can we keep that one? Like, he can root for his son, but can we just keep Reggie Pearson's dad?
If you want.
He seems like a cool dude.
I think you can still follow him on Twitter if you want.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Thursday. Hope it's a good one for you and yours. And Jeff, huh? It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
I was listening to something earlier and then I was trying
with class.
No, it was an ad. I was scrolling past something and the ad just picked up, but I forgot I had turned the volume up during the break because I could hear something.
I'm Choice Woodman. He is Jeff McGuire to my right. Got Brennan Riker across the way taking care of us. That you never had to deal with the phones in school thing. You were a little older than me.
No. The big thing when I was in school was when a kid had a pager.
I was about to say, the beeper.
We had the pagers.
Did you?
I didn't have a cell phone or a pager until I worked in radio.
Okay. In a radio?
In radio. Like I was out of college even in.
Okay, so.
And no, after college.
The phone thing, yeah, that thing would happen where someone video. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were much more strict. Nowadays, if you have your phone out in class, it seems like they're like, just put it away. This, like if it was, you take it, or if they see it, hear it, take it was the rule. And they would take it to the office and make the parents go pay like $15 to take it out of jail or something.
Yeah.
They were so strict back in the day. Now it's just like, everybody, we're good with it.
Well, if everybody's got a laptop out, and I don't know how prevalent this is, it's not a whole lot different.
It's pretty similar. Okay, so one more from the Yates Flooring Center chat line wrapping up the signing day. Someone says, I suppose it's always a good thing to stack quality quarterbacks, but doesn't that reload the fodder for the fans' quarterback conversation or controversy chatter? You don't worry about fans if you're recruiting.
No, although there's some merit to this question, though, because the question happens because we look at it from what we've seen. I asked this question to Clint and Jackson a month ago, I guess, maybe a month and a half ago, with how would you recruit your team? Like, what would be your philosophy on what you looked for? How would you go about using your 25 scholarships?
Yep.
And one of the things that I said was, in that when I gave my answer for this, I don't remember what they said specifically, but I would recruit one for every position every year, with the exception of quarterback, and I would go every other year. And I would
that's to help because of the world now.
Right, but that's also where I would go with transfer portal if I needed to refill that stock for guys transferring out, as opposed to using a scholarship every year on a quarterback when these guys don't – I don't want to say that they don't want to have the competition, but having the defined competition, I feel like it might help keep some of those guys in when I could use that other scholarship on an offensive lineman to help protect them, or a defensive lineman to help get the other guy's quarterback, kind of concept of where I would put those extra scholarships on the off year. I guess
if you're getting a good quarterback, Jeff, and a good teammate as a quarterback, which you hope that's the case, most of the time you get early commitments from these guys a year plus out. And you get those guys that are also recruiting
helping other guys recruit. Sure.
I don't think there's any scenario where a coach is not going to go take a quarterback in a class if it's available. Now, there's times where guys will decommit late, like we saw with Baylor lost theirs last second to
Tech has to lost Oregon. A quarterback late.
We saw that happen with, obviously, Jarrett Stidham to Baylor. So suck on that, Bears.
Except
it goes around and around.
It just hasn't come all the way around yet for the team to lose to SO Tech because that guy yet.
Okay, so we're still waiting on that. But no, I think that you always have to take a quarterback because of the philosophy of those guys recruit for you too. They are the ones that are saying you got a 4-star quarterback right now.
Sure,
he's sitting there saying, "Hey, we're building something. I need guys in front of me to protect. I'm going to get offensive linemen. Hey, you're good, but you've got a chance to be great here." Whatever his pitch is, there's reason for that. But
you do agree with me, though, that the idea of a 4-year quarterback starter is dead, right?
Not dead, but it's floundering.
Life support?
Yeah, it's flopping around.
They're all the family is gathered around at the hospital bed, right?
It's not dead. I think you have a chance for your starter quarterback or just having a guy here 4 years?
Having a guy here 4 years.
Yeah, I think there's a decent chance you'll see Baron Morton here 4 years. But it's still, you go from that being, probably a toss-up 50% thing where you recruit a quarterback, he'll be here till his senior year, to being a 10% thing where it's a rarity, to say the very least. All right, so, Jeff, I stumbled across this earlier. And it is pretty crazy. How many have you? Do you try different flavors of candy canes?
Depends on the flavor they're offering.
Have you seen like the store? They'll offer the Jolly Rancher ones or the Jelly Belly ones, or there's banana candy canes.
Sure, yeah,
there's
like all sorts of. It depends on the flavor.
Okay,
I'm gonna avoid some of them because I don't like that flavor.
Okay,
not a big fan of pickles. Would avoid anything pickle flavored in a candy cane.
That's number one on my list here.
I'm sure it would be that, but I would avoid that one.
It's here.
But have I tried the cinnamon and the peppermint and the spearmint and the, you name it. If it's something that I would be interested in, I'll try it. I'm not afraid of a candy cane.
I got to tell you, this morning, I did not realize there were this many, like just weird flavors of candy cane out there. But most of these, I'm going to try anything once, guys. So most of these I'm wanting to try. You can tell me whether you would give it a shot or not. Ketchup flavored.
Out. I don't, not would, a big ketchup guy. 100% he would try. Well, it depends on what kind of ketchup.
Okay.
I think Jamie would try it. I am not like 100% anti-ketchup, but I am very, very limited in uses of ketchup.
Okay. Fruit Loops.
I tried.
I think that would be pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
They're mac and cheese here.
I'd try it, but I wouldn't think it would be good.
These are made by...
Does that make sense?
Archie McPhee.
Like, I wouldn't have high expectations for that one, but I'd try it.
Shiitake mushroom.
Which one's that?
It's just...
Which mushroom is that?
I don't know. It's going to taste like a mushroom. Hot tamales, sure. Candy canes?
It'd be cinnamon, so yeah.
Pretty strong cinnamon. Faux. Which I think that is actually pronounced pho.
No, I'm probably not on that one.
Which is like Japanese noodles.
Yeah, no, I don't know that noodles and sugar go together.
Too similar here. Ham and bacon?
Bacon, yes.
Bacon for sure I would try.
I would probably try ham.
I feel like I want to get like five boxes.
Like I
want to
buy a box of bacon one.
Yeah.
Because bacon on anything is better. Bacon on ice cream is awesome. Because
bacon does go well with sweet. So yes. If it's like a bacon sweet, that's, yeah. This one, this may be where I draw the line. Clam and sardines. Two different.
Out on the sardines.
What?
Out on the sardines. Yeah. Deliver pizzas and somebody gets those sardines, man, your car stinks for a month.
I thought that's anchovies.
That too. They're all
you
those.
Can do both?
Okay. But clams. That would be weird. I think I would try it, but I wouldn't like buy a box. I would have, if someone else bought a box and said, hey, try this.
Yeah.
I would try that one.
Here's some Oreo flavored candy canes.
I would absolutely. I might buy a box of that today if I find out where they are.
The pickle that I told you about.
Yeah. I need pickle juice! You can have all the want.
I would definitely try the pickle. I think that would actually be pretty good. Pickle candy canes. Pumpkin pie. Sriracha. Yeah. Cinnabon.
Why isn't that a thing right now? Why do I not have one of those now?
Gravy. Brown gravy, it looks like.
Ugh. I'm out on that one.
Available.
I like gravy. Don't get me wrong. I don't know that gravy and candy cane go together.
Most of these are available on Amazon. I really think I'm going to buy like five boxes and see if people can pass the taste tests on what
and decide what
exactly
they are.
I think it'd be kind of fun. Molasses?
Yeah.
That'd be.
I'd try that one.
Okay. This one would be fun. Wasabi.
Out.
I feel like it wouldn't go good alone.
If you like wasabi, I think you would enjoy it.
Yeah,
I do not like wasabi.
Starburst. Yeah, those would be good. Pixie sticks flavor.
That would be good. That's just more sugar on sugar.
Root beer?
Nah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that would be really good.
Would you put it in a root beer?
Absolutely,
root beer
I
float.
Would.
Yeah, that'd be a good little
piece
to add to a root beer float. Swedish fish.
Sure.
Sour warheads. Huckleberry flavored.
Like the berry?
I'd give it a run.
I'd try it.
Watermelon.
I've had watermelon before.
And the final one, brisket flavored candy canes.
So liquid smoke?
I guess. I don't know
that'd be the
how you flavor it brisket-wise, but...
Because that's where you get the flavor from.
I think I
want to
try it.
Liquid smoke
and
sugar.
I'm about to hop on Amazon and order a bunch of candy canes. Probably a little late to get them in before Christmas. Someone said pho is Vietnamese. Did I not say Vietnamese?
That's just Japanese.
Did I say Japanese?
I think you said Japanese.
My bad. I meant Vietnamese. Maybe because I can't say it.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Here with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, the 100.7 The Score mobile app, and on television, Fox 34 News Now. However you're taking us in, we're glad that you've chosen to make us part of your Thursday. We being myself, Choice Woodman, Jeff McGuire to my right, and Brennan Riker across the way taking care of us, BPE. You can hit us with any or all of us with questions of any and all varieties. Welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line or dial us up on the Benchmark hotline. 806-771-0973. We join you from the First United Bank studio. Let's start with a couple of questions from earlier that I held over. How did the Christmas shopping go at the Woodman Manor? Wife took care of, let's say 75%. I'm decent at it, but.
I heard the Chinook helicopter landed well, so that's what's important.
There wasn't a Chinook, it was an Apache.
No, it was the Chinook. It was the twin blades on the top so it can carry a freight train. Yeah. The Apache doesn't carry things except weapons.
Exactly. That's the point.
It might be delivering an Apache, but the Chinook brought you the Apache.
I think we're done. I do think we're completely done with the Christmas shopping, which we've gotten better at buying things throughout the year instead of just piling on. And
well, like doing Christmas shopping in like April?
Uh-huh. And we'll store.
Well, when you've got an 85-room house, you can do that kind of thing.
Of course.
Hey, you're the one that started.
We actually have one specific place where we keep most of the presents. The kids have not discovered that yet.
This goes back that
we know of.
Jackson asked this question the other day.
Yeah.
If you could teach anything in school, what would it be? And I said, listen, there's a bunch of stuff that your parents aren't going to teach you. Like there is a room or a trunk in every house where they keep your Christmas presents. It's there. You just got to go start looking for it. You will find it. But you have to be told to go look for it. And it could be a closet. It could be the trunk of mom's car. Mm-hmm. It could be the trunk of dad's car if he drives a car that you don't ever like put groceries in. If you always take mom's car to the grocery store. That room exists everywhere.
Right.
And when you find it, that is where the Christmas presents are. And then you keep your mouth shut. Like, that's the key.
I knew where it was growing up, and then mom found out I knew.
And then it moved.
And it moved.
Then you had to go find it again.
I don't think I ever rediscovered. I did.
Oh, that was always the fun part.
Yeah,
my sister, it was...
Mom's closet.
We had an office in the house growing up, like a small little one-bedroom. It was one room in the house that was the office. I'm not even sure a twin bed would have fit in this room growing up, but it had the closet that had a lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
Locks are for honest people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Someone said, we're a football school now choice. Also, can we publicly shame Jeff McGuire for predicting a 6-6 season next year for Tech football? That's from Patrick.
A blind pick on a schedule we haven't seen yet with a 1-win improvement from last year's early season prediction. Sure, go ahead.
From last year?
I said they were going 5-7 last year.
So this year you were 5-7?
Yes, coming into the year, I said we were 5-7.
But you know, like, they went 7-5. They doubled.
I do.
Or they put two more
I also haven't seen who we're playing or where we're playing yet.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to shame. 6-6 is a real possibility.
I'm not etching it in stone.
8-4 is a real possibility. Who knows? I mean, next year, we were talking about it yesterday, but this, we've never anticipated or, you know, thirsted for a schedule more than the one they have, and they know we want it too, so they're withholding it more.
I don't think
that's the reason.
I don't think it's at all.
But it is one of, it's like we've never wanted one more because every single year we've known at least who's on the schedule. This is the only time we've ever wondered, okay, what three teams are you going to be without? Is it three or
like
three?
Right. If I were to tell you right now, you don't face either Kansas school and you don't face Houston in your conference schedule next year.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling great about that schedule next year?
Am I feeling great about it?
Feeling great about it. Going that you're going 12-0.
I don't think there's any scenario that I feel great or don't feel great. I guess if you give me.
Okay, if you don't have both Kansas schools and West Virginia.
So you're trying to pick the bottom of the league?
Yeah.
Well, you still get, you're eliminating Kansas State, who'll be a conference title contender next year.
Will they?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they were this year. So.
They get Will Howard. Yeah, they played.
Yeah, that's fair.
They won the Big 12,
they
Jeff.
Won the Big 12. They were there. Yeah, I did. Yeah, because I don't count
were the they? Big 12 Oh, yeah, they just
I don't
won
count
the, Big,
the
12.
Big 12 champions, even though they played in it. Sorry.
So, yes, Kansas State, you're eliminating one of those. I don't think there's any combo. I guess Kansas, West Virginia, and who's the third team at the bottom of the league? We don't even know that next year.
Yeah, wait. I mean, is it really, Cincinnati with a new coach?
Possibly.
Is it UCF?
Probably not.
I wouldn't pick them last.
No, I mean, and then that's there's not really a schedule that they're going to release where I'm like, dang it, they made it super hard on us. Now, locations will matter. That part will toughen things up or make it easier. But, fellas, who was the guy saying he was coming back for Tech basketball who had been here? Oh, sorry, we answered that one. Alrighty. I copied and pasted the wrong one. This one, Benchwarmers, if you could only attend one single sporting event in 2023, what game would you choose to go to?
Well, I had one in mind. And then I found out they're not playing it this year.
Could have guessed that for you. Like, if I'm only getting one, man, that's hard. Would I choose a tech one? You know, if Chris Beard was still coming to town, that would be a tempting one, but it doesn't appear as if Chris Beard's going to be coming to town.
One way or the other.
His team will.
By the way, tomorrow, 3 o'clock is my deadline for that, by the way. For when I tip the scales of
the other
he'll
direction.
Be back. Yeah. Like, if they announce, and I fully expect it to be like 3 o'clock tomorrow where they announce that he's not returning. Okay. But
because the news dump Friday.
Right. News dump Friday on the best Friday. Like, it's this one and the Friday of Thanksgiving are the two best Friday news dump days.
Yeah.
Because no one's paying attention to it. That if it, I expect it to happen then. If it doesn't happen, I think he's coaching this year for the Big 12 team during the Big 12 season. I don't know when in the Big 12 season, but at some point.
So, I guess my event, Jeff, I think I'm going Masters. I'm going to the Masters. I've always wanted to do it.
Sure.
If I'm only getting
and you
one
try every
and
year.
I get to have it for free, well, he didn't really put parameters on it. It's not saying I have to pay for
right,
it.
Right, yeah, no.
So if I'm getting this for free, yeah, I'm going to go to the Masters and make that my one for the year. But there's going to be 12 football games I'm required to go to, so I, yeah. Benchwarmers, if you could make your own flavor of candy canes, what are you choosing? I don't even think I can wrap my mind around any more flavors than we just said.
This sounds like a terrible answer.
Never mind, I got mine.
Because of the connotation that it goes with, but I would love to have like a whiskey flavored.
I knew you were going to go there. Candy cane. Bourbon or whiskey would
some
be really
along
good.
Those lines, yeah.
I think Dr. Pepper would be a really good flavor.
They have those. I've had those, yeah.
Why didn't you bring me some for Christmas?
You didn't ask for it.
I'm looking this up.
Yeah.
I believe you, kind of.
They're in the sticks.
Okay, so they have a pack of 7-Up, A&W, and Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
I've
seen just the regular pack of Dr. Pepper.
Okay, the ones I'm seeing just show the A&W, all the ones together.
Okay. They absolutely exist, yeah.
All right, I'm in.
But maybe I got those when I was in Dublin 1 year. Maybe that's where I'm getting it
from.
That's
possible. That would be a place to get them. I've had the Dr. Pepper cotton candy.
That's solid.
It's pretty good.
There's not much you put Dr. Pepper on that I'm not interested in.
No, the Dr. Pepper Jelly Bellies are really good. How do they get 9 4-stars? 24/7, ESPN, and Rivals say 4 4-stars. They're different. Like, Rivals has certain 4-stars that ESPN has ranked as 3-stars, or ESPN has ones. Right? And then there's one more recruiting site that's turned into a prominent one on 3. So you're missing one site. I did go through and count. I actually counted 10 among them yesterday. So
it's
kind
of like All Americans. Everybody's got their own list, and you can pick and choose from the ones.
In terms of consensus 4-stars, you probably have 3 or 4 like that are consensus 4-stars across the board. But yeah. Jeff, rank co-host to fill in with order from best to worst.
Co-hosts. Man, I've never worked with Gus. Okay. I think Gus would be a blast to work with.
Okay.
But I don't know. So I don't know where to put Gus. I mean, that's the big...
I think it's just the ones that you do fill in.
So it would
have.
Be you, Haxton, Clint, Jamie's at the top. Jamie's a lot of fun to work with.
Sneed? Have you done?
I think I've worked with Sneed.
Have you?
It's also so fast that it blinks. You blink and it's over. I've worked with Chuck once in the other building. Like, that's how long ago that was. So it's Choice and Clint. And of the choice, I mean, Clint's coming in next, so I got to go with Choice, right? That's got to be the top of that list.
Well, I appreciate it. Just because you're sitting next to me, and I'm fully fine with that.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.